Hey, it's Marilyn, and I'm talking here today with Joanne, who is the president of the Gawler Community Gallery.
Well, I've just been upgraded. I'm actually vice president.
Yes, she's the vice president. I am sorry, it's Ron Brooks who's the president,
that's right.
Isn't he? Okay.
Yes, here.
All right. Joanne, I hear you had a big day on Sunday.
We did. It was the 10th anniversary of us being open at the gallery. Of course, we spent a bit of time building up to that, but that was the anniversary, the 10th anniversary.
Can you tell us a bit about the event?
Well, yeah, we had about 100 people come along,
wow,
which was really great. I think there would have been many more because we did get replies from 120, mm-hmm, but it was pretty warm.
It was.
Even though we were under the shaded part of the bus canopy outside the front of the gallery, and with a breeze blowing around the train, and I thought it was quite nice, actually.
Yes.
But yeah, it was really good. Tony Piccolo opened for us and had a few words to say about what his memories are, because he's been with us all along the journey, right from when we were Arts Action back in 2000 up until we actually became a gallery in 2006. So it was a great afternoon.
It was. What does the gallery offer people in Gawler?
Well, I think it's a great venue for people that are very timid about showing their artwork. I spoke to some people on the weekend about how they became involved with the gallery and what are their memories. And one of the things that was very important and showed up to me was that a lot of them came from the Para West Adult Campus out at Elizabeth. And we all went there with the aim of learning drawing or painting or fabric art in my case. There was mosaic, there was sculpture all available, and it was a leisure activity. It wasn't anything that you had to do exams for. It was something that you really enjoyed, you wanted to do, and these people were led to the gallery from there. Some of the teachers were involved, like Julia Mannix. Mm-hmm. She was one of the art teachers there, and she had all of us inspired to come and join the gallery and put our work in there. We weren't timid once Julia told us that it was a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people came through that avenue. And since then, of course, visitors have seen that we're not all professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got a great... It's not a fine art studio. It's just a community gallery.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to put work in a room, hire a whole room where you need about 24 pieces, then you can do the other thing. You can become a member and put work up in the shop.
We
put three or four in the shop, and that way you're just getting some of your work showing, and you can change them over, and that's the way that a lot of people have gone to start with.
What type of works can people bring?
Well, we're open to anything, really. We're open to mosaic, sculpture, textile art, all of the genres of art, which is oil and acrylic and watercolours. We've seen abstract, we've seen everything that you can possibly think of in the gallery. A photographic, that's another area,
yes,
that is very, very popular.
Yeah.
A lot of art studios and galleries don't have photographic work. They don't believe that that is a true art form. Well, we're open to everybody who thinks that their work is art.
I remember Rob...
Laidlaw,
who is part of Rick and Rob's... Rob and Rick's, whichever way they like to say.
That's right, the sports program.
Their sports show. He had a wonderful display of sporting photos.
Yeah.
I was just fascinated. It
yeah.
really appealed to me.
Too.
So a lot of sporty people might never go to an art gallery, but
no,
they would have loved that one.
Yes.
They really would have.
Yes, that's right. So it's very exciting for some of these people to be able to see their work and to actually sell a piece, your
yes.
very first piece. I think everybody would remember their first piece. Sold.
You would. No, that would be thrilling, actually.
Mm,
you wouldn't
mm.
want to spend the money,
yeah,
would you?
That's right.
Want to frame it or something.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do. They say not for sale because,
yes.
they, for one thing, they don't think it's good enough.
Oh, really?
And for another thing, they think it's my first piece, maybe I should keep that.
Yes.
But later on, when we have a members' exhibition, you'll see that they do bring it back, and they don't mind if somebody buys it. And then the very thought of having your piece up on somebody's wall is another form of excitement, really, to an
actually.
Artist.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's like a book being published
yes.
for a writer.
That's right, exactly. And a poem.
And a poem.
Going
yes.
in the paper. That's pretty impressive, Marilyn.
I was pretty chuffed with my Christmas poem.
Yeah, I'm sure you should be too.
So do you have prizes at all?
We do. We have some awards. We have the Gawler Art Award, which is a really exciting one. We've had that before we actually opened at the Station Master's House.
Oh, right.
When we were a group called Arts Action, and we were trying to get a venue,
mm-hmm.
and we lobbied and hassled and we did everything to get a venue, and we didn't get a venue. So we hired the Masonic Lodge Hall just up the road from the Visitor Centre.
Yes.
We had our very first exhibition in there, and that was coming from the group Arts Action. Anyway, that was a really good exhibition. We enjoyed that. We sold a lot of work, and that was leading us towards even further, closer to becoming a gallery in our own right. But at the time we didn't have a venue, so we were just an Arts Action group. Then we had another one 2 years later in Verdulis's garden mm-hmm. centre, and he was very kind and opened it up for us to do that. And we sold several more, and people were getting more interested in what's going on. And so when we finally did get the Station Master's House, and that's another story in itself, how we obtained that, but that was 10 years ago, and since then we're still continuing that art award, and that's every 2 years. And we've still got the same major sponsor, which is the Gawler Town Council.
All right.
Oh, they're giving us the first prize, the open prize.
That's excellent.
It is, because it's a lot of money.
Yes.
Last time it was $2,500.
Yeah.
We would like it if it went up a bit this time. And they're considering it, which is great. The council have been wonderful to us.
That's good.
Yeah.
Have you got any groups that use the gallery on a regular basis?
Sure, yeah. The Gawler Art Society, they have two rooms every year. The Truro Art Group is another one that has a session every year. The Reuse and Recycle is another way that we get people in to put work up on the walls, and that's been happening quite a bit. There's the Photographic one is another one that we have prizes for, and we have categories, and that usually has two rooms, and that's coming up very soon mm-hmm. this year. They're always prize good, and if we don't get prizes from a judge, there's not always a judge prize. But
yeah.
we have a People's Choice Prize.
Yes.
And so that's always exciting anyway. I remember the first person that won that, she was so excited and she was so upset that we didn't put it on the notice board that she had won that. And it didn't go into the paper and stuff, so she put it in herself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was really chuffed to think that other people, not just a judge, not
yes.
just the people in the gallery, but visitors
yes.
had chosen her yeah. work.
Yeah,
so
that's
yeah.
exciting.
It is.
Is there a particular age group that the gallery appeals to?
Well, the majority of them, I would say, were elderly. Elderly is not a good word. Middle-aged, I'd say. Like us, Marilyn.
Yes.
Because they've got more time. They're not working. They don't have little babies to look after.
Mm.
But they've got a bit more time. They're those that have gone to arts classes somewhere, perhaps, or they've gone to Para West Adult Campus, and they've learnt how to present pieces of work,
mm-hmm.
how it has to be well framed,
yes.
well looked after, not dirty, not have smudges on it, things like that. So they get all those instructions, and then
mm-hmm.
they think they're bound to go, and they're the majority. But we do have people that hire the rooms that are younger. We've had Aboriginal people's groups in there. We've had all sorts of art groups that have wanted to put things in there. And for the last few years, we've had a youth one.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hardest, I think, because we tried to do it through the schools to start with, and we didn't get the response because the teachers are too busy,
yes.
I think. Mm. Because getting kids to do things like that for some specific reason that's not involved with the school, it's just in the too
yes,
hard basket,
yes.
I think. And so we did the other thing. We got the grandparents at the gallery to get their grandchildren to put their stuff in. Oh, we got 40 entries this year because all the kids, the grandchildren, wanted to do it for their grandparents.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that was an excellent result.
Yes.
So we were really pleased about that. And the kids love it. They all crowd in there to see who won the prizes. And they do get a prize. They get a monetary prize.
Yeah.
I think it's 50, 20 and 10,
mm-hmm.
which is quite a nice little prize for a youngster.
For a child, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They are on show now, are they? In
they
February?
Are, yes. They're yes. still there, the Youth Unframed, it's called. And we call it that because if you ask children to do work and their parents have got to be involved in getting it framed and make sure that it's got all those other qualities I was talking about, no
mm-hmm.
smudges and
yes.
and all that stuff, they're just not interested. But if we get them to do them on paper or cardboard or canvases, whatever, mm-hmm. we will take the responsibility of getting it up on the wall in one form or another, so that that expense is not a problem to them. And some of them just do them on paper, and we've had them on card and we've had them framed. And this time we had the 40 entries, as I say, and they were just so well representative of the age group.
Yeah.
It started at 8.
Oh, really?
And we probably had about 10 from 8-year-olds, and really good work for 8-year-olds.
Right, well, up to 17. I guess the genes are coming through, hey?
Yes, yes, that's right.
That's
and they're
exciting.
Encouraging. I mean, we had a 5-year-old that didn't want to be left out because all his brothers and sisters were doing it. Where about me? So, that was good.
That is good.
Mm.
Now, if an artist would like to exhibit their work, but they haven't really got enough for a whole room, is there a way of getting around that?
There is. You can do two things, or you can do three things. You can join with a group,
mm-hmm.
Or you can join with just a friend who is also an artist. And the other way is to become a member, and that way it entitles you to put work on the wall in the shop.
Oh.
And the corridor.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
So you can put in three pieces and it can stay there for 4 months, and then it can be taken down and replaced with another three.
Oh.
So that way you've got 4 months to do another three if you haven't already got them.
Yes.
But if you wanted to have a room and you're very sparse on, somebody will join you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, for instance, we've got one coming up soon where Ron Brook is helping a newcomer
mm-hmm.
by putting some of his bird pictures in there. And encouraging this other lady to get some work in. And she's nervous, but I think it's going to be really good because she is a very good artist. I've seen some of her work and I wouldn't mind doing work like that. Yes, so she's just timid.
How can your members become involved in the running of the gallery?
Well, we offer lots of positions and lots of things to do. Roster is the main one, of course, because we do need to be open 4 days a week. So we divide it into two shifts a day, the morning and the afternoon shift, and there are 3-hour shifts, and that's not too demanding of people, I don't think. Probably not so good when it's so hot.
No.
But other than that, and we have a lot of regular people that just say, I will do the third Thursday morning,
uh-huh.
or the second Saturday afternoon or whatever, and that makes it easy for me because I'm the roster person at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy being part of the gallery, and while they're there, they're encouraged to do things like wash the kitchen floor or sort out the cards, or we do greeting cards there as well.
Beautiful greeting cards.
Yes,
they are. They're all little works of art, those greeting cards.
You can frame those.
You can
frame them.
Yes, easily.
And you've got a really nice work of art. If you put it into a larger frame with a white backing,
mm-hmm.
They will look fantastic. So that's what we ask them to do. There could be other tasks that we leave a little note for.
Mm-hmm.
So could somebody please something or other, make sure the coffee and tea and sugar are all up to date, that we've got enough to go by. And if there's any photocopying, we'll leave it on the desk with a little note. Can you please photocopy 10 of these, whoever's in next? And so these little jobs need to be done by somebody, although we have a fantastic secretary and treasurer and all those on the committee.
Yeah.
But we try to encourage the other members to be involved in the running.
Joe, have you been there for the whole 10 years of the gallery's existence?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a double-barreled question. And what does the future hold for the gallery?
Yes, I have been there for the whole 10 years. I've been on the committee for the 9 years. Of course, I was on the 6 years with the Arts Action before that. And I've seen it grow from into quite different gallery than it used to be in the beginning, only because there's more activities and there's more variety,
mm-hmm.
and there's more people involved, because we've got about 100 members.
Wow, that many.
It is. Yeah. It's very good, and we're very pleased with that. And the future for the gallery? Well, we're lucky because we have that place there for no rent.
Wow.
Trans Adelaide and the Lions Club adopted the gallery space. It was a station master's residence. It was in very bad repair. It was rat infested and it was falling apart. But they adopted it, the Lions Club adopted it from the Trans Adelaide. And they put the work for the Dole Boys in there, who tidied up and painted and made it respectable. Then they looked around for a worthy community group to take it on, and somehow we were led to each other.
Yes.
You know, it's a small town, Gawler.
Yes.
And word gets around, and we were just so fortunate to find it. And so we have to pay our own way as much as the electricity and the phone and the insurance. And with our membership fees every year, that sort of covers that. And then a little bit extra comes from the commissions from sales, and that's how we run the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to think that we can continue for another 10 years. But the space is difficult, and we've got an upstairs area. And whereas we can all run up and down them, and probably that's why we're still also fit after 10 years, because we might go up and down them 10 times a day. But it is going to be difficult, I guess, in the long run, when we do get more members and more people wanting to hold bigger exhibitions than one room.
Yes.
Because a room as big as your home ordinary dining room, perhaps, is not big enough to hold really big exhibitions. You can divide them into two rooms, but it's not quite the same as having one huge
yes.
room.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think when we don't want to move from there, we're very happy there, and it runs very well. But in the future, if there's going to be a really big art section set up in the new institute, City Connect or whatever they're calling it, there may be space on those walls there that will be able to hold bigger exhibitions.
Yeah, and that would also be good for people with disabilities,
yeah,
like wheelchair accessible.
With the lift, yeah,
yes,
that's
got
right.
The lift there.
That's right, and that's what we have to keep that in mind, because although we can let people in with wheelchairs and walking frames into the downstairs area of our gallery, there where we are now, if they have a grandchild that has an exhibition upstairs, they have no way of seeing it.
Mm.
The only way we can offer is to have a video made of it and then have that running downstairs. So you can sit there and watch it and say, I really would like that one. And one of us will go up and get the painting and bring it down.
Oh, okay.
That's the only
yes.
way that we can yeah. support those people that aren't able to get up the stairs.
Mm.
Which is, that's a shame. But, you know, time moves on and things, you know, sometimes they have to change. But
yes.
at the moment, we haven't got anything in the foreseeable future that
no.
will be.
There was, on the day of the birthday celebration, there was a quiz. Has mm. that been, is that still being marked?
Yes,
so
it is.
We're not allowed to discuss the answers.
Well, to tell you the truth, Marilyn, I don't think I know all the answers.
Well, I thought it was very funny because one of the questions was, what was the colour of the roof before the renovations?
Mm.
And I think I and everybody else looked up to see what the colour of the roof is now.
Yes.
Let alone what it was
exactly
10 years ago.
Yeah,
well, I'm really quite anxious to hear the answer to that one, but
yes.
obviously we can't be told yet because...
No, well, I don't want everybody to know, Marilyn. I might
no.
tell you afterwards, but...
Well, I didn't actually do the quiz because I
yeah.
thought, well, I think I can even get one out of 10 of those.
Yes.
So
yeah, well, I know that some members were running around saying... Who had an exhibition with one painting?
Yes.
I don't know. I have to think about that. I'll have to think about it. But I think a lot of it is encouraging people to research,
yeah.
to come and ask people, and maybe just go back and think in their minds who would have done that. Anyway, was it a big painting, or were there one painting with little ones involved in it, or I don't know. But there were a few others that were tricky,
yes.
like who organised the train pictures for every door.
Yeah.
Because on the door of every
yes.
room, there's a picture of an old train that used to run through our gallery, through our station here, like the Gann and the Overland and the Bluebird and all those, Red Hen, Tea and Sugar. I think everybody remembers those, but there are pictures of them. And they've been laminated with all the explanation of how they came into being, how long they lasted, where are they now? Are they in the dead cemetery where all old trains go, or have they just gone completely? So that's one question that I could answer because I actually was there when all that happened.
Oh, right.
But there are others there that I'm going to have to
yes.
dig a bit around. I know my daughter was trying to get it all out of me too. Mum, what's the answer to this one?
Yeah. So. Well, your family is excellent because you've got the grandma, the mum and the granddaughter, the three generations
right.
of you have all exhibited there.
That's right. We did a three-generation exhibition once. It was very nice and it was highly successful and I was so proud of my two.
You would be.
Yes, they
yes.
were wonderful. And well, that will happen again, I expect, when we both, or when we all build up enough work to do another one. Yeah.
Well, it's been lovely talking with you, Jo. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
And just, I don't suppose there is anybody who doesn't know where the gallery is, but just in case.
All right. Yeah, it's the station master's house, and it's part of the Gawler Railway Station, which is on the corner of, I think, 19th and 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's opposite both the Criterion Hotel and the Overway Hotel. So if that sets you in the right direction, then you can't miss it.
And it's open from...
It's open Thursday till Sunday, and it's open 10 till 4 on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And on Sunday we open earlier, 9 o'clock, to catch the market people, and we close at 3 o'clock.
And there is a hot weather policy in place.
The hot weather policy is from 35. So if it gets to 35 in Elizabeth, it's usually pretty hot in the gallery. Although we've got fans and we've got a sort of an air conditioner,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't do the trick for our volunteers. It's all right if you're visiting, you're only there for 10 minutes.
Yes.
But for the volunteer to sit there for 3 hours, it can be a bit much. And our volunteers are precious to us. So we hope to go on for another 10 years, but who knows, and we're very grateful for what we've had for the last 10.
Thank you, Jo.
Thanks very much, Marilyn.